President Bush is in Pretoria, South Africa, continuing his tour of five African countries that have carried out political and economic reforms. Economists say promoting those reforms is not enough. They say Africa also needs more foreign investment. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
Sub-Saharan Africa has been losing ground economically. The number of people living in poverty has been rising, and Africa's share of global trade and investment has been shrinking. Jim Harman, the former chairman of the U.S. Export-Import Bank, says the shortage of credit stifles private enterprise.
All over Africa, small and middle-sized companies have no access to capital. And without capital, you just can't build your business.
Harman recalls a trip he took to Ghana.
We met a little business owned by a group of women that caught fish. But by the time they got the fish to the market, they lost half of their product because they had no refrigerator units. So we were able to provide them with some modest loans that would allow them to buy used refrigerator units. And they increased their productivity 100%.
Today, Harman heads a panel of experts who've been exploring ways to boost investment in Africa. The commission says trade preferences the U.S. recently granted to sub-Saharan Africa were a good first step.
Now, this legislation, unfortunately, has an expiration date, 5 years from now. So companies that are thinking about building manufacturing capacity in any product in sub-Saharan Africa, who think they're going to sell the product to the United States, they worry about the fact that this is going to expire. So why should they build a plant now?
The commission wants the preferences extended. It also recommends allowing U.S. companies to bring back profits earned in Africa tax-free. Other wealthy countries have already taken this step. More government insurance for U.S. companies investing abroad could also help. Currently, the U.S. doesn't insure ventures such as textile factories and agribusiness because of worries about American jobs. Yet Harman says these are precisely the types of businesses that could flourish in Africa. The Commission on Capital Flows to Africa recently released its recommendations to Congress and the White House.
Hopefully, the president's trip now will attract more focus on these issues, and that we might well be able to follow through on some of our recommendations.
Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.